available.
Net time complete. Net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Suffolk got the brunt of it, especially along the North Shore.
I guess you still got areas without power.
Yeah, I was talking with the Goose on Saturday. I called her late Saturday to see how they were doing. And snowplow hadn't been down their block yet. There was no way they were getting their cars off the property. So she said she was able to make it into work today.
The police radio.
Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. Gary, sorry to interrupt. Gary, can you give me a phone call, possibly? Are you in a position to call me on the phone?
I am currently mobile, so it's going to be a little difficult, and I don't know if I have your telephone number with me. Is it something urgent?
Yes, partially urgent.
Andy, do you know any of my email addresses?
Okay, just to let you know, it's nothing to do with you and I seeing each other at another spot location. Nothing to do with that. Nothing at all. Okay, just to let you know. So it's not an emergency like that. And I don't have your email address. I thought I had your phone number at home, or if you had a cell phone. So I'll see if I can work this out, if I can reach you.
Okay, I'm going to be cryptic. Send an email to my first initial, the first four letters of my last name, then my professional suffix at optonline.net. If that makes sense to you, send an email to that address with your phone number, and when I park the car, I can call you. I can't do it while I'm driving.
Okay, the only part that I missed was your first initial, and what's the next step after your first initial? Oh, just repeat the last four of your what?
First initial, first four letters of my last name, and then my professional suffix at optonline.net.
Got it. Okay, I'll send that out. The police studio. Okay, you guys continue.
Gary, you want to move over to the other machine?
Which one you want to go to?
Work machine.
You're on the work machine, N2ZEP.
KB2N, QN, see you later, Andy.
Okay, I'm doing the studio.
Thank you.
very good signal. Nice talking with you. Watch out for the trolley cars. Stay safe. W2SCW clear. 73, huh?
K3 is Jerry. K6DPC is clear. K6DPZ Mobile in Richmond Hill. Listening. Is anybody out there?
Fuck you.
Meds, jerk.
Go ahead, you're getting through. Okay, I think it wasn't very-
Barry came back, I don't think. I called the call, but it didn't sound like Barry.
Too dumb to think, you fucking asshole.
Okay, so you got another guy in there, but, good grief. All right, how you doing, Hal?
Doing fine, Rich. Just ran out to get some rock salt, a rag, and just going back. I got a couple projects we have to try to knock out. How's everything with you? How'd your beer in the storm?
Yes, I did okay. We, I'm not sure what we had for 14, 15, 16 inches, I'm not sure. So my snowblower was a little slow getting through that kind of height. But, you know, basically, you know, you get a snowstorm like that and then it starts to rain and you can see the piles going down, you know, all that wasted effort, but it had to be done.
I could understand. I wanted to get out. I wanted to get out and see what's going on with the plane. I know 2 feet of snow. I'm gonna have to rust on those disc brakes.
Well, I don't remember. Your plane is inside. Is that correct?
It's sitting on a ramp. Not inside. Inside costs 3 times more than the ramp.
All right, so that is a little bit of a problem then, particularly when you have the high snow. But you said you have somebody that goes out there and watches it?
Yeah, well, I went out there before the storm, and everything looked all right. But I'm worried about the snow building up, and, you know, the disc brakes are open, and they can tend to rust.
Okay, no way of, in the future, protecting them, you know, covering them in plastic or anything like that?
Well, it's a little hard. Thing has boots, but still it's a little hard. I'll see when I get out there what the story is. Maybe it may not be a problem. It's just I know, you know, that they do tend to rust if there's any problem with lob water and stuff like that, if it's high.
All right, so what do you have to do then? Let's say they rust. You have to take them out and replace them, or you can clean them?
So they're accessible. I could take steel wool and rub them down. I just, the thing has boots on, so you have to get underneath the boots to be able to do it. It's not where they're exposed totally.
Okay. Have you been able to fly at all in the last month or so?
No, I've been up. It's just the weather's changing so much, I can't put as much time in as I want. That's the only problem. And now the instructor's gone for 6 days. He went down to Florida. He keeps a couple airplanes down in Florida, and he lives down in Florida and commutes back and forth.
Okay, well, how much longer do you think you'll go with the instructor?
KMBK 60PC. It depends on when he's ready to sign me off. You know, the thing is, I haven't had enough time because of this winter. This is the whole problem. So maybe within another month or two, I get signed off and work from there. It's just this weather is not conducive to a lot of things.
Yeah, well, hopefully this will be the last. I know it's supposed to get cold for a couple of days, but, you know, hopefully we're not that far away from spring, and you'll be able to get up then and be a aeronautical mobile.
Yeah, well, we'll try that after we get very proficient. Right now the main thing is keeping your full mind on what's up there. Not worry about talking on a radio and trying to maneuver in these crowded skies.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing about Long Island, because between the three airports, four major airports servicing the area, and maybe even more when you consider Westchester being a fifth one. You know, it's funny, as I was saying that, and then everything else comes in, Hartford and every other major airport, in which we're in flight patterns. So it is a pretty crowded sky. When you fly, where do you go? Any particular routes?
Yeah, mainly I go off more toward the north, up in that area, up around North Shore area. Because going down south or going west, forget it. You got Class B airspace, you know, coming west, and there's too much traffic from LaGuardia and Kennedy and Newark and all that. It's just if I want to go down towards Delaware or something, I got to go a long way around or fly over water, and I'm not too excited about that. or else they have to hand you off along the coast. Let me get out of here, Rick. I'm just parking. I will catch you later. I throw some rock salt down here on the stairs. And we will catch you. I got to get a hold of Eric. I got to pick up that amplifier and take a look at that 220 thing.
Does he have it in his possession now?
Oh, that's why I haven't had a chance to talk to Eric. Find out where it's at. And then I've got a 220 exciter, so there's no problem checking it. Either, you know, Andy can drop it by, Eric can drop it by, anybody will be able to get a hold of it, just drop it by, and I'll look at it from there.
Yeah, I think one of us, I think Andy has it, and one of us is going to have to get there to pick it up from him. All right, well, that sounds good. All right, Hal, have a good one. We'll catch you later. This is K2K Andy.
Okay, Rick. No sweat. Yeah, once you work it out, Bernie can even get it by. Look, the 220 is up and running okay, though, right?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't really checked on it recently. I know Eric had to fix some of the wiring coming off of the harness, or coming off of the duplexer, I guess. And that was part of the intermod that we were getting there. But I haven't actually listened. I'll turn it on and monitor for a while. This is K2KMB.
K2KMB, K6DPC. Yeah, you know, when you have that many transmitters and receivers on the same site, it makes it hard. That's why I split everything. I got three transmitters up in Long Island City, and the receivers are in Richmond Hill. I don't have any descents on the receivers when any of the three transmitters go on.
Yeah, but don't forget, you know, where we are, and my understanding is they just put another television station into to Glen Oaks, and we have you know, all the receivers and three repeaters up there. So I think it's just, you know, getting it all isolated, and you know, maybe that's pretty much in the process now.
Yeah. When you have that many transmitters and receivers in one spot, you have so many chances for products to be developed to get back into the equipment. That's a scary deal, I know. I've experienced those problems years ago when we had multiple sites for the department. All sorts of things. Anything could cause a mix. It gets back in, and it could drive all the equipment, most of the equipment, crazy. Talk to you later, Rick. It's K6DPC.
K6DPC. Yeah, I was going to do my call that wrong. We're K2K and be catch later, Hal. K2KMB. Good morning, Lou.
Hi, good morning, Rich. So we're shut in this morning. And, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. You know, I believe our town supervisor resigned a few months ago. And, there's a deputy. So I'm thinking there's no one there pushing. That's part of the problem. But, you know, I think of back to Mayor Lindsay in the 70s getting in political trouble because of Queens and the poor snow removal back then. And I kind of see a parallel here. Deuce 12 says they're getting huge amounts of calls from people upset. People are literally stranded in their homes right now.
Yeah. Well, they showed a street in Stony Brook where the main street is controlled by Stony Brook and the side street is controlled by Head of the Harbor. So that was certainly one problem. And, you know, whatever, I sometimes tend to be an apologist, and I do apologize for that, but, you know, when they're still showing pictures 48 hours later of major trucks still trying to clear the Long Island Expressway, because they were able to get the snow off, but then they had to crack down, they had to get the ice cracked away from there, that's a lot of resources going to a repeat of the same thing. Let me grab this landline, I'll get back to you in a minute, KTK.
Not too many people were in. I gave a call over there before. But they weren't hit that badly, and this one guy came in from Queens. I don't think he had any problem. So, is NY2H. Yeah, I don't know when they're going to come around. I really don't know when they're going to come around, you know. It's going to be today. It's going to be another day. Are they waiting for the rain to clear it all away? I don't know.
I don't know, Lou. That part of it is funny. Because that's how I felt. We did so much work blowing the snow out Saturday afternoon. That, you know, now the rain comes and you can see the pile getting knocked down just by the rain. So, anyway, I have a landline. I'll try to get back in a couple of minutes. NY2H, KGK and me.
NY2H.
NY2H, WB2IKT. Good morning, love.
Good morning, George. WB2IKT, NY2H. Looks like you're out and about this morning.
Yeah, just heading into work. Over here in central Nassau, Hicksville, streets are plowed and kind of moving. Of course, because of all the snow piles across the street, things aren't moving quite as swiftly as one would hope, but at least things are moving.
Alrighty, well, you know, I guess you people pay your taxes. It must be we don't pay our taxes or something. It must be a reason. Yeah. 4 days late on the plowing. Let's see, if I were 4 days late on my tax payment, I'd probably hear something about it. Or get some kind of interest penalty. Oh, man. I just don't understand. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know how many people are affected. But I think it's over 4 townships here. I think parts of town of Smithtown, maybe Huntington, I'm not sure. Brookhaven really is affected. And you got people virtually prisoners in their homes. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's funny just to see local variations. On my property where I live, I think I got maybe somewhere between a foot and 15 inches of snow. Plainview, which is next to Hicksville, is reputed to have had 18 inches, and, you know, I've heard up to 30 inches going out to Patchogue. So, you know, I guess that where I am in Hicksville, we sort of got lucky this time, and there wasn't a lot of accumulation. Any event, the streets are plowed somewhat differently, depending upon where I go. Apparently, each plow crew is different. My street, and I live next to a school, I know I'm next to an elementary school, which are open today, by the way, is fine. I mean, there's absolutely nothing left on my street except blacktop, you know? And now I'm on another local residential street, and there's, you know, ruts and probably 3 inches of ice pack on the street here where I'm driving on right now. So sort of depends on exactly where you are.
Well, needless to say, the schools over here are closed. And that's just the way it is. There's no way the buses would run, the kids could get to school. I mean, the roads aren't clear. All right. Well, I know you have a short trip, and tomorrow's supposed to. Well, they were warning about road conditions tomorrow in terms of black ice on the asphalt, and we'll get a little bit more freezing rain in the morning. So just be careful. You take care, George. Have a great day. Talk to you later on. WB2IKT, NY2H.
Okay, Luke, let me say 73. And, yeah, I'm proceeding a bit more slowly today than usual, but, yeah. And I had to take a detour already because of school congestion. I usually drive past my local neighborhood school, but such a long line of cars waiting to drop kids off, and the driveway in the school was blocked, so they were using another entrance. So they were blocking this, you know, my street. So I went the other way, you know, southbound instead of northbound, and it, you know, it had like another minute to my trip, but this time it's adding a lot because the, again, now I'm on a street that's properly plowed, and it's great, because, you know, it's just open street. The other street I was on was all, you know, not plowed well. Anyway, 73, and I hope they do get through to you sometime soon. NY2HWB2IKT Mobile Square.
Alrighty, George, very fine. I got a call from work, so I missed some of that, but you take care, and we'll talk to you later. I'm on the phone now, so take it easy. NY2H, clear.
Someone respond to emergency between my legs. I'm on the verge of coming, and I need an emergency blow job.
Stick your finger up your ass.
Wallow, sucker. Suckers. Suckers.
Clear.
WQVL repeater.